Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Williams, and this is take three of today's podcast. Our practice begins in the book of Sirach. We're in chapter 22 with verses 19 and 20. Whoever jabs the eyes brings tears. Whoever pierces the heart bears its feelings. Whoever throws a stone at birds drives them away. Whoever insults a friend breaks up the friendship. Once upon a time, there were two best friends named Tommy and John. They had been inseparable since they were little boys, sharing secrets, dreams, and memories. They were like two peas in a pod, always there for each other through thick and thin. One day, my new boy named Bruce joined their school and quickly became friends with Tommy. John started to feel left out and jealous of their new close bond. He couldn't understand why Tommy was spending more time with Bruce than with him. One day, in a fit of anger and jealousy, John insulted Bruce in front of Tommy. He made hurtful remarks about Bruce's appearance and personality, hoping to drive a wedge between them. Tommy was shocked and hurt by John's words, feeling betrayed by his best friend. The friendship between Tommy and John quickly crumbled, as Tommy realized that John's actions had broken their trust and damaged their bond. Tears filled Tommy's eyes as he struggled to come to terms with the loss of his friendship with John. Meanwhile, John felt a pang of regret and guilt for his actions. He had let his jealousy and insecurity get the best of him, causing him to lash out and hurt the people he cared about the most. He realized that he had pierced Tommy's heart with his words, bearing his true feelings of inadequacy and fear of losing his best friend. From that day on, Tommy and John went their separate ways, each learning a valuable lesson about the power of words and the fragility of friendship. Tommy found new friends who supported and valued him, while John worked on overcoming his insecurities and learning to communicate his feelings in a more positive way. In the end, whoever insults a friend breaks up the relationship, for a jab in the eyes brings tears, and whoever pierces a heart bears its feelings. It's important to cherish and nurture our friendships, for they are precious bonds that should never be taken for granted. This was only an example. Embrace friends who speak of Christ and find the joy of living redeemed, sharing salvation, and knowing forgiveness. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Williams, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-filled, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Sirach 22. It's verses 19 through 20 as our practice today. We have a one-stanza ongoing poem. It's titled, Friendship Destroy by Insulting Gag. Tears form in eyes from a jab. Feelings bear when heart pierced. Friendship destroy by insulting gag. Birds fly away from stone's release. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Williams. It is March 10th, 2024. We're up recording this morning with the Angels at 4:54 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, I pray that I can cherish each and every one of you as brothers and sisters in Christ, that we can rely on a community of believers to overcome all obstacles that we may encounter and lift up the name of Jesus to signify salvation in our souls. That is what we're up against in the midst of alarms, reminding us to get moving. As we have a busy morning this morning, we've been donating plasma recently to honor our grandchildren, and so I go and do that this morning early at 7:30. We pray for those who have broken relationships and still rely on the name of Jesus to repair all things and find freedom and peace in Jesus' sweet name. As we close today at 7:11 in the name of Jesus, we call out to our good friends John and Marie, and we close thinking about our soulmates in Christ as we do each day, our beautiful wives. In Jesus' sweet name. I love you. Jesus. 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 God bless you. In Jesus' sweet name. Amen. Have a wonderful Sunday. See your preachers, your teachers. Amen.